Japan's best-known snack maker faces color crisis as Middle East conflict blocks key pigment supplies. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, Calbee, Japan and hashtag X27's best-known snack maker, is removing color from its packaging due to supply chain disruptions caused by the Iran conflict blocking access to specialty pigments. The Iran conflict has severed supplies of petrochemical derivatives used in flexible packaging inks and coatings that are critical to Japanese manufacturers. Japan imports a substantial share of specialty chemical inputs through Middle Eastern trade corridors, creating significant supply chain vulnerability when those routes are disrupted. Japan's Calbee, the snack maker whose colorful foil bags line convenience store shelves from Sapporo to Osaka, is stripping color from its packaging. The reason? The Iran conflict has severed the supply chain for specialty pigments and chemical inputs that give those bags their signature look, according to reporting by the New York Times. What looks like a branding decision is, in fact, a supply chain stress test made visible to every consumer who picks up a bag of shrimp crackers. The conflict in Iran has disrupted access to specific petrochemical derivatives used in flexible packaging inks and coatings, a supply chain vulnerability that runs deeper than most investors appreciate. Japan imports a substantial share of its specialty chemical inputs through Middle Eastern trade corridors. When those corridors close or become unpredictable, manufacturers face a binary choice: substitute with inferior or more expensive inputs, or simplify the product. Calbee chose simplicity. The financial terms of any input substitution or supplier renegotiation were not disclosed by the company, and the New York Times did not publish specific cost figures or margin impact data. No executive quote was available from the source material. The New York Times article, published May 12, 2026, reported the packaging change as a direct operational consequence of the Iran conflict, but did not attribute a statement to a named Calbee executive. For institutional investors, the Calbee story is not about snack food. It is a signal that the Iran conflict has migrated from a geopolitical headline into a measurable cost event inside consumer staples and industrial supply chains, with implications that extend well beyond one Japanese food manufacturer. Calbee is the canary. Petrochemical inputs under pressure across industrials. Flexible packaging is a petrochemical-intensive business. The inks, coatings, adhesives, and barrier films used in consumer snack packaging derive from aromatic compounds, including toluene, xylene, and specialty resins, many of which flow through supply chains connected to Gulf and Middle Eastern production. Iran sits at the crossroads of several of these input chains, and conflict-driven logistics disruption does not respect product category boundaries. Calbee's visible packaging change is the kind of second-order signal that supply chain analysts flag as a leading indicator. When a consumer-facing manufacturer alters a product's presentation due to input unavailability, the cost pressure has already moved past the treasury desk and into operations. The packaging change is confirmation, not warning. The broader industrials and manufacturing sector faces the same input exposure, often in less visible ways. Automotive coatings, electronics encapsulants, and industrial adhesives all draw from overlapping petrochemical supply chains. The Iran conflict adds a geopolitical premium to inputs that were already under cost pressure from energy inflation and post-pandemic logistics realignment. GlobalFoundries posts $1.6 billion in Q1 revenue, showing what supply chain resilience costs against the Calbee backdrop. GlobalFoundries' first quarter 2026 results offer a contrasting data point on supply chain investment. The chip foundry reported $1.6 billion in Q1 2026 revenue, up 3.1% year-over-year, with manufacturing services accounting for approximately 87% of total revenue, CFO Sam Franklin said on a May 5 earnings call. The company shipped approximately 579,300mm equivalent wafers in the quarter, a 7% increase from the prior year period. Revenue declined 11% sequentially from Q4 2025. Which Franklin attributed to normal seasonal patterns rather than demand deterioration. CEO Timothy Breen cited geopolitical uncertainty as a demand driver rather than a headwind, noting that supply chain flexibility and resilience have become differentiators for customers choosing a foundry partner. GlobalFoundries manufactures in the United States, Germany, and Singapore, a geographic spread that provides customers with options when any single corridor comes under stress. GlobalFoundries reported a 50% year-over-year increase in design wins in Q1 2026, a leading indicator of future revenue volume that the market may be underweighting relative to the current sequential revenue dip. The company's multi-billion-dollar partnership with Japan-based Renesas, announced in February 2026, is structured to broaden Renesas' access to GlobalFoundries' FDX, FDSOI, BCD, and CMOS platforms with memory features. Specific financial terms of the Renesas deal were not disclosed. The geography of disruption, Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, and industrial input chains. The Iran conflict introduces a specific choke point risk that industrials investors have historically underpriced. The Strait of Hormuz handles a substantial share of global petrochemical and LNG transit. Conflict escalation that restricts shipping through that corridor does not just raise energy costs. It reprices every downstream input that depends on Gulf origin hydrocarbons, including the specialty chemical chains that feed flexible packaging production. Japan is structurally exposed to this geography. The country has minimal domestic hydrocarbon production and relies on long-haul tanker routes for the bulk of its energy and chemical feedstock supply. When those routes are disrupted, the adjustment cost lands first on manufacturers with the least pricing power and the most input-specific dependencies. Kalbi sits squarely in that category. The industrial supply chain implications run wider. Automotive parts manufacturers, electronics assemblers, and food processing companies across Japan and South Korea face comparable input exposures. The Kalbi packaging story makes that exposure visible, but it is not unique. Design wins and geopolitical premiums. What global foundries results signal for diversified manufacturing. Global Foundries Q1 2026 results carry a message that extends beyond semiconductors. Breen's comment that geopolitical uncertainty is driving customers toward resilient, geographically diversified suppliers reflects a structural shift in how procurement decisions get made at the enterprise level. For industrials investors, the implication is direct. Manufacturers that have invested in multi-geography production footprints and diversified supplier bases are now collecting a premium for that resilience. Those who did not are absorbing cost and operational disruption, as Kalbi's packaging change illustrates. Global Foundries' photonics capabilities, including silicon photonics and silicon germanium platforms, represent another thread in this story. Breen described the market as moving toward adoption of these technologies for pluggable, near, and co-packaged optics, and flagged opportunities for silicon germanium solutions in AI data centers. Revenue growth in these segments is not disclosed separately, but the 50% year-over-year increase in design wins signals that demand conversion is accelerating. Caption: Global Foundries Q1 2026 operational metrics. Sequential decline reflects seasonal patterns. Year-over-year growth and design win acceleration are the operative signals. The Plaquemine risk flag, the Kalbi packaging change, is a low-drama signal of a high-stakes input disruption. Investors who dismiss it as a consumer branding story are missing the upstream cost event it represents. Investment positioning: who wins and who absorbs the cost for private equity and institutional capital. The Iran-driven supply chain disruption creates a clear bifurcation. Manufacturers with geographic diversification, long-term supply agreements, and the ability to pass through input costs will outperform. Those with single-corridor input dependencies and weak pricing power will absorb margin compression. Global Foundries' geographic footprint across the US, Germany, and Singapore positions it on the right side of that divide. The Renesas partnership, structured around technology access rather than price-competitive commodity supply, adds revenue stickiness that insulates margins from spot input volatility. Consumer staples manufacturers in Japan, South Korea, and Southeast Asia with high petrochemical input intensity represent the opposite profile. Kalbi's packaging change is the earliest visible manifestation of a cost event that will show up in operating margins over the next 2 to 3 quarters as hedges roll off and spot purchasing increases. The Plaquemine view: the market is reading the Kalbi story as a human interest piece about snack food aesthetics. That is the wrong frame. What the Kalbi packaging change actually represents is a supply chain transmission mechanism. Conflict in Iran is repricing petrochemical inputs, and that repricing is now visible at the consumer product level in Japan. Plaquemine's thesis is that this is the beginning of a broader margin compression cycle for input-intensive consumer and industrial manufacturers in Asia-Pacific, and that the market has not yet priced the duration of that compression. If the Iran conflict persists through 2026, spot input costs will not normalize, and manufacturers without contracted supply will face a multi-quarter earnings drag. The second-order play is in industrial supply chain diversification infrastructure, logistics operators, specialty chemical distributors with non-Gulf sourcing, and geographically diversified manufacturers like Global Foundries that are structurally positioned to capture procurement switching. The 50% year-over-year increase in Global Foundries' design wins is consistent with this thesis. Customers are voting with their supply chain decisions, and those votes are going to companies with optionality built into their production geography. The third-order implication is for Japanese industrials broadly. Japan Incorporated has operated on the assumption that Gulf supply corridors are structurally stable. The Iran conflict is stress-testing that assumption. Companies that have not diversified their input sourcing by the time this conflict resolves will have demonstrated a structural vulnerability that activist investors and strategic acquirers will not ignore. The bottom line: the Iran conflict has moved from geopolitical risk to operating cost event. Calbee's packaging change is the most visible proof point so far, but the input pressure runs through every petrochemical-intensive manufacturer in Asia-Pacific. GlobalFoundries Q1 2026 results, with $1.6 billion in revenue and a 50% jump in design wins, show what supply chain investment looks like when it pays off. Institutional capital should be rotating toward geographically diversified manufacturers and away from single-corridor input-dependent consumer and industrial names. The margin compression in the latter group has started. It has not yet shown up in consensus estimates.